As people file their 2018 taxes, they're starting to see the impact of the tax legislation passed in 2017. Those changes to the tax code mean that for many people, their refund checks won't look the same this year. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano has more on what to expect when you file your return.
The Internal Revenue Service is reporting that the average refund is down 17% this year as compared to the same time in 2018.
All right, we got nobody up.
Carlene Davis was getting her taxes done by a volunteer one recent Saturday morning. She sat in the last row of a computer room at Manchester Community College, far right corner, with a look of disbelief on her face.
Oh my goodness, I am floored with the taxes this year.
Something's not right. Last year she got a $2,300 federal refund.
And this year it's $500.
The people around her try to explain.
You're taking more money, paying less taxes in every week.
It's all about withholdings on paychecks. Davis hadn't paid attention throughout the year to the amount of money in her paycheck withheld for taxes. And if you're paying less in taxes throughout the year, you're likely to get less in your refund check.
I've been hearing about the new tax laws and how they change and how everybody's been affected by it. So I was like, okay, all nonchalance, and okay, well, it's a couple of hundreds, whatever. I come in today and boy, did I see a significant difference. I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it.
Many workers are being taxed less on their income. Those tax cuts also meant adjustments to withholding tables. Those are the formulas used to calculate how much people pay in taxes per paycheck. That's why people are getting less money back after filing their 2018 returns than they did in 2017. David Gendro is a tax preparer in West Hartford.
I've had some instances where people got back refunds of $5,000-$6,000 last year, and this year they got back like nothing or owe a little bit.
That's right, it could be worse for some people. Not only are they missing out on that big refund they thought they'd be getting, but now they owe money because they actually withheld less money throughout the year than the total taxes due for 2018.
If it adds up to like 30, 40 bucks a week, they don't really notice it. But then when it's $2,000 or $3,000 at the end of the year, obviously that's tough to swallow.
And for some, it's not only withholding that's the problem. Deduction caps are further compromising tax refunds. People aren't benefiting from itemized deductions like they did a year ago. Those are things like property taxes, mortgage interest, and charitable donations that lower your taxable income.
There was no caps on the taxes, so you know the numbers were like $40,000, and they could claim all of it, whereas this year they can only claim $10,000 of it.
Gendro says the best thing you can do to avoid this type of surprise is hire an accountant to spell all of it out for you. It's too late for 2018, but you can update your withholding formula for next year and get a sense of where you stand with deductions. That's what Melanie Morales is trying to do back at the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, or VITA site, in Manchester.
This is my W-4 right here, and hopefully Priscilla can help me fill it out.
Morales is talking about her tax preparer, who's a VITA volunteer. Households with adjusted gross income of $54,000 or less are eligible to get their taxes prepared for free, and they may also qualify for an earned income tax credit on their federal and state returns. Last year, Morales got a modest refund. She's heard something about the whole withholding deal, so she's nervous about what's coming back to her.
I don't want to owe the IRS. I want to keep my money.
She waits patiently to hear her fate, and now the verdict is in for Morales.
Yes, around $260, which is not bad.
Morales got money back. She works one less job than she did a year ago, so she wasn't expecting much. She's 18, she's not married, she's got no dependents, so the changes haven't hit her as hard. But two rows up from her is someone who had different expectations.
I work almost three jobs just to keep up with my rent and to pay my bills and to keep medically healthy. My premium is more than what I'm getting back in my tax returns.
That's Carlene Davis again. She came in with hopes of having money to pay for some credit card debt, and maybe, if there was enough left over, she could go on vacation. Instead, she's left with questions, like how does she update her withholding formula?
Do I need to file zero? Does that mean it takes out the most? Or do I need to file one? That means they take out the most. I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out now so that maybe next year it'll be different for me.
Some people do have more money in their pockets because of the tax cuts. And that's great if you're expecting it. But the changes to withholding and deduction rules mean there's some pain along the way. And be prepared for it to change again in just a few years. Individual tax cuts signed into law with the new act will end in 2025. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.